You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It's hard to go a week in America without a mass shooting. They happen at nightclubs, high schools, office parties. But back in 66...
when you had the tower shooting, we hadn't seen that as law enforcement in the United States. That was something brand new.
Commander Todd Gage oversees Austin's Special Operations Bureau. And back in 1966, it was new for a man, this one named Charles Whitman, to randomly shoot and kill people. Whitman did it from atop the UT Tower. The circumstances were unique.
Somebody from an elevated position, a tactical advantage at a tower, shooting innocent folks below him at a university campus.
Should a mass shooting happen in Austin today, it would unfold like it did in 66. Shots fired. Then.
You'd get a multitude of 911 calls all at once.
Please, operator. Hello, this is Michael Hall at the History Department on the University of Kansas.
Please, operator.
We would be sending officers there to assess situation, of course, just like in 66. Once they come on scene, they would start taking fire just like they did then.
In 66, those first officers were uniformed cops on their beats. Today, patrol officers would also be first on the scene. It makes sense, because they're stationed around the city, so some officers would already be nearby. But that's where the similarities end, at least for now.
Chaotic is very descriptive of what we faced that day and what happened.
Milton Showquist was among the Austin police officers that day who responded to reports of a man shooting from the UT Tower. He was 6 weeks out of the academy, but even seasoned officers weren't prepared for what they faced.
We were just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. There was no plan, no training to when you encounter something like that.
Plus limited weaponry. Officers had revolvers back then, which require manual reloading. Nowadays, some patrol officers have rifles and access to protective gear. But more importantly, most officers have at least some training for this.
They need to go to the sounds of gunfire. They need to find the shooter and stop them as quickly as possible. My name is Pete Blair. I'm the executive director of the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center at Texas State University.
Blair runs active shooter training for law enforcement. Over the past 50 years, standards for how to handle an active shooter have changed. Blair lays it out for me. First, in 66, there was no protocol.
You had the tower shooting. When that happened, it was patrol officers who dealt with that problem. They ultimately went in and went up the tower to confront the shooter.
Officers Houston McCoy and Ramiro Martinez shot and killed Whitman. They reached the shooter after a chaotic hour and a half of little police department leadership and no model for how to handle a situation like that. That same decade, police departments started building special teams in reaction to race riots and mass shootings. Los Angeles was the first. They called it Special Weapons and Tactics, or SWAT.
What we saw is a change in policing toward more and more specialization, where an active shooter situation would become the problem of a tactical team or a SWAT team, people who are specifically trained, and their primary job is to deal with those kinds of situations.
But 30 years later, this backfired in a big way.
If you were just joining us, two young men apparently dressed in long black trench coats opened fire about an hour and a half ago.
In 1999, two Colorado high school students killed 12 of their classmates and one teacher during a 50-minute shooting spree. Even though police showed up 3 minutes after shooting began, SWAT officers didn't enter the school until nearly 2 hours later.
The shooters had free rein to murder students in the school.
The protocol was for patrol to secure the scene, call in SWAT, and then wait. Wait for these specialized officers to handle it. Looking back, victims might have been saved if police hadn't depended on SWAT.
We saw a shift and a realization that an active shooter situation, because it's ongoing violence, really is a problem that for a patrol officer to deal with and resolve.
It's still protocol for SWAT teams to be called, but because it's now common for patrol officers to have active shooter training, they can act immediately. Their first objective?
It is to bypass the wounded until the shooter is taken care of.
So today, the end result would likely look much the same as it did in 1966, patrol officers taking the shooter down. But with today's training, we might not have, as we did in 66, 14 dead and dozens wounded from the UT Tower.